Blog Talk Radio.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he come back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. And then he hits the road, fronting the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're like a superstar.
You're
like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
Like a superstar.
Hey, welcome back, rodeo fans. Mega Day Outreach live tailgate party from Port Charlotte, Florida. Celebrating this wonderful 4th of July, we want to remember our independence, and we are kicking off with some Southern States Bell Racing making their debut show down here in Port Charlotte. We are excited for it. Got a few bell races coming around the corner now. Getting lined up, the tailgate's ready. We're separated on the other side here. We got some video going on with the tailgate party over there. We're trying to work through some kinks here. We're trying some new things down here at Making 8 Outreach. And having some technical difficulties, seems like we always do every radio show, but that's all right. We're working through it. And here comes this young little gal coming around to the left, making that first corner a little wide. Back around to the right now. Oh, knocked that one just a little bit over. Going to be a 5-second penalty there. There she goes, crossing around and for home now. Here she comes. Crowd's paying her off. Good job for that little cowgirl. 15.159 plus 5 for that cowgirl. We're going to give you the list, give you the results here coming up here shortly. I believe we're going to have one coming up between the long and short rounds. Megan 8 Outreach stopped by, had our tailgate party live down in Arcadia earlier today. Here comes the next cowgirl. Coming around to the right. Oh, tipped the barrel. Going to be a 5-second penalty there. Oh, nudged the second one, didn't knock it over. Taking that third one a little wide, grounding for home. Here she comes. Great job for that cowgirl. 14.14 plus 5. Cowgirls have to run a clover leaf pattern. They can either go to the left or to the right, depending on what they feel comfortable with their horse. But they have to make the clover leaf around all three barrels. Comes the next cowgirl now, round to the right. Nice turn around the barrel. Back around to the left now. A little slow. There she goes, rounding the third barrel. Oh! Just knocked that third barrel over. Going to be a 5-second penalty for that cowgirl. 15.397. Rodeo fans, want to let y'all know we got Team Making 8 down here tonight. Got three bull riders. Brian Corson is going to be the team captain. Riding out there with Donnie Newman, one of the Southern States Bull Riding presidents. Going to be down here riding, knocking the dust off his old spurs now. Looking forward to that. Here comes next cowgirl around first barrel. Back around the second now. Heading to that third barrel. Oh, just nudged it. And she's heading for home. Going to be another 5-second penalty for that cowgirl. Tell you what, these cowgirls only had two barrels, they'd be running good, but that's why they don't do it. They make it tough for these young ladies. We're going to try to tap in, see if we can't catch up, and let y'all hear it from the rodeo announcers. Got Matt Clemens, one of the Southeast biggest Florida, one of the Southeast Cowboys. Ridden in a little bit of everything, a lot of PBR then, SSBR. Anyway, Donnie's checking in. He's actually going to borrow my vest today. And he ain't going to be the only one wearing it, rodeo fans. Let me tell you, it just so happens that one of the stock contractors down here had an extra bull, gave me a call yesterday, told me that he'd like to see me get on it. So we're going to see what we can do with it here later on after the event. Like we said, this is the debut show for the Southern States Bell Racing. Really excited for that. Oh, here comes the first cowgirl. Nice clean cut around that first barrel. Really clean around that second one. Heading for that third one now. Woo, whipping around that front. She's heading for home. That's going to be your first place rider right there. That was a great little ride for that young cowgirl. 13.514. It's going to be a second place for that cowgirl. Tell you what, she was really cutting around them corners. There we go with the next cowgirl. Heading down the alley now. Going to take the right barrel first. Oh! Knocked over the first barrel. Made it clean around the second. Oh, knocked the third barrel. Yes, ma'am, that's the way you're at, boy. So we got Matt Clemens down here with powerful Eddie Young in Southern State Bull Riding. He'll be doing the announcement today. We're going to see if we can't jump in there and tap in and see if we can't let y'all tune in and hear the action being called by those two gentlemen. Cowboys have a lot of knowledge of the Bulls as well as the riders down here competing in this team challenge. We're going to kind of explain it to you. We got 10 teams down here made up of three riders. Oh, a horse kind of ran away from that young cowgirl. Oh, looks like she had missed a barrel there. Horse does not want to cooperate with that young cowgirl. She is walking him around there. That's part of the process now. They really get him trained here. All right. I believe that's going to do it for the barrel racing here. Start us off. Rodeo fans, I want to definitely remind you to tune in. We are back on the ramp on Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Talk a lot about Southern State Bull Riding. We're here to talk about any kind of rodeo you guys have in mind. So if y'all want to talk, give us a call. Here we go. We're getting ready to start this off right now. Ooh. Got flags falling down here a little bit.
Still, folks, this is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
All right, rodeo fans, they are lining them up. The Bulls are loaded in the bucket seats now. We do want to remind you that we are paying tribute to our armed forces out there today. Giving it real. Giving us a reason to get out here and do these rodeo events. All right, rodeo fans, we're going to try to break in there, see if we can't work out some of these teams to try to get you back online so you can hear what's going on with Southern States Bull Riding down here in Port Charlotte, Florida, live with the SSBR and the Team Challenge. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
Tonight's rodeo is over, but the fight has just begun. He was pounded into the ground while chasing after his dream. But he ain't one for laying down and living in misery. Got your cowboy up, dust yourself off, get back in the saddle, give it one more try. Sweat and blood, it takes all you got, 'cause the road to heaven is a hell of a ride. The tough get going when the going gets rough, 'cause they know they got a cowboy up. He stopped off at a roadside bar to have him a beer or two. He was leaning on the jukebox when he saw her across the room. He asked her for a dance, 'cause he had a kiss of love at first sight. But he didn't take it personal when she said, "You're not my type." He just cowboyed up, dust yourself off, get back in the saddle, give it one more try. Sweat and blood, it takes all you got, 'cause the road to heaven is a hell of a ride. The tough get going when the going gets rough, 'cause they know they got a cowboy up. Gonna be the best, well, you gotta get back home. And cowboy up, dust yourself off, get back in.
saddle, give it one more try. Sweat and blood, it takes all you got. Cause the road to heaven is a hell of a ride. The tough get going when the going gets rough. Cause they know they got to. Cowboy up, dust yourself off. Get back in the saddle, give it one more try. Sweat and blood, it takes all you got. Cause the road to heaven is a hell of a ride.
Rodeo fans, welcome back to Making Eight Outreach live from Fort Charlotte, Florida. Got the team challenge going on down here. Sponsored by Red Man with the SSBR. Getting ready to go down to our first bull rider, Jason Wade, going to be part of Team SSBR from Niagara City, Florida. He is the team captain. Going to be on a bull they bring at 400. Going to see what this bull can do right here. Veteran cowboy down here. Gonna be coming out of buck and shoot number 6. Left hand is lizard. All right, Jason sliding up on his rope now. Calls for the gate. There he goes. Out to the left. Back around to the right now. Oh, brought down short. Wasn't a very big bull, just a small little thing. Kind of spinning real easy and hard around to the left. Jason not able to stay with him down there. A little bit too quick. Going to be a no score for Jason Wade. We'll find out who they're going to down here next. Ray Middleton and Cody Robinson down here are bullfighters. Not sure who the next cowboy is down here. Gonna be Captain Jimmy Lathrow, Team Humps and Horns, gonna be the next bull rider. Trying to get everything fit just right. He's gonna be on one of Chris Stewart's 341, little bit moody. It's the rank little bull. Jimmy Lathrow from Fellsmere, Florida. One of the veteran cowboys down here. Let me tell you, there are a lot of them. Jimmy actually got bucked off down in Arcadia today, earlier. A lot of the riders that are down here tonight in Port Charlotte were actually down in Arcadia earlier today. We're going to try to catch you up and run you down, let you know what the scores were down there, who the event winner was, and how the event turned out. One of those shows produced by Renegade Rodeo Company, great 4th of July, way to kick things off for these cowboys. Going to have a barn dance down here afterwards. I believe they may even have some fireworks. Looks like Jimmy Lathrow is having a little bit of problems down there in the bug and shoot. Bull's kind of squatting on him down there. All right, there he goes. Around to the left, back around to the right now. Jimmy's staying with him. Oh, just pulled his rope right out. Now, Jimmy's been having an issue with the groin here recently. He ended up pulling, just not able to keep the seat, and I mean, it pulled him right out of his rope. Tough luck for Jimmy Laverill. But he's got two other team members left. Now they are going to take the combined scores. I'm not sure if we're going to have a short go tonight, if this is going to be the overall average between each team. Got themselves a bull trying to climb out of bucket seat number two now. All right, Ryan Jones, the next Cowboy. There he goes, around to the left now. And I mean, Ryan's got himself a seat. Oh, brought down in the well just a little bit. Oh, ooh, Cody Robinson taking a shot from Moody Who. Looks like he's got up. Holds his left arm, but he's all right. Shaking it off a little bit. Great job for Cody there. Ryan Jones, I mean, just brought down in the well and kind of getting pulled out. Cody Robinson just stepped in there, and I mean, he just took a shot for Ryan. Ryan Jones, 340 Moody Who was the bull. Still looking for that first qualified ride, rodeo fans. Let me tell you, we got a lot of veteran bull riders down here. Most of these team captains decide they want to try to get some experience down here. The guys who have been on these bulls and have been on bulls that are a little bit ranked know what the stakes are for tonight's event. I believe it's going to be $1,000 payout to each team member, as well as belt buckles. Team Macon 8 is down here. Captain Brian Corson down here with Bobby Lapper and Donnie Newman. We're going to let you know who those draws are down here momentarily. Got a little bit of silence going on there amongst the crowd there. The bull rider gets ready to go. Hey, all right, there comes the bull. Out to the left, back around to the right now. Oh, yeah, that cowboy's got himself a good little seat now. It'll be our first qualifying match of the night. Looks like one of those Brazilian cowboys. Eli Silva filling in on Team Black Wranglers. Great job for that cowboy. Chase Hudson not able to compete due to an injury, but he appointed his team. Eli Silva. Great job for that cowboy. We're waiting on those scores to come in. I'll tell you what, boy, these announcers down here trying to do the math now. Carl just did terrible at it. 76 points. Team Black Wranglers. Now, each team had an opportunity to be sponsored by different organizations. So, if you're out there and want to put your name on one of these teams down here next 4th of July, I'll tell you what, this is a great opportunity. Team Macon 8 has had a blast with this team. We really have had a lot of fun. This has been just a great experience for all of us. And we got some good pictures. Hopefully, we're going to get Team Macon 8 up there on the website here before too long, coming up this week. Rodeo fans, if you want to try to talk with some of these guys, give us a call during our Back on the Ramp radio show, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'd be happy to try to get them on the horn there. We'll see if we can't call them up, say hey to them, see what's going on. Looks like they're getting ready to load up some more bulls now. All right, rodeo fans. Well, we're going to take a short break while they're loading up these bulls. Oh. All right, rodeo fans. We are going to slide on down. Take a short break. We're going to bring the action back to you right as we get it going on here. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave.
All right, rodeo fans, sorry to interrupt the great patriotic music, but we're sliding on down here to Buck and Shoot number 2, Clay McIntyre. He's going to be with Team Bryant Photography. Coming out now, round to the left. Oh, Clay's got himself a little bit of a seat. Riding the bull they call Ditto, and he does. He's done a qualified ride. Great job for that cowboy. 857 Ditto is the bull. Bullside climbing out was giving Clay a little bit of a hard time, just made him a little bit more madder. He got down and got nasty on that bull. Just set himself a nice seat on him. Bull come around to the left, and I mean, Clay just stayed with him the whole ride. Great job for him. Going to be our second qualified ride. See what those scores are coming in right now. So it looks like Team Black Photography and Team Black Wranglers left. Those two teams will score tonight. All right. Time to see what the judges are bringing in now. Eighty-three points to Clay McIntyre. That's going to put his team in first place. Looks like B.J. Carter is going to be the next cowboy. B.J. Wright is the team home from Hornsville now. Jimmy Lathrow, the team captain, was bust off. A little bit moody. Looks like BJ is going to have the bull 01 Elgato from St. Cloud, Florida, BJ. BJ was our long round leader going into the championship round down there in Arcadia earlier today with an 83 point. And BJ made it look good. I mean, he had himself a nice bull. Turned right back, and BJ sat up with him. Just made a great little ride. See what he can do right here. All right, here comes. There he goes, around to the left now. BJ got himself a little seat. Oh, back around to the right. Oh, right back into the bucket shoot. BJ not able to make a ride. 8 seconds on him. It's going to be another score for him as well as Jimmy Lothra. He's going to leave it up to JoJo Sullivan for Team Pumpkin Horns there from Buckhead, Georgia. And let me tell you, we do have some guys down here that are from out of state. Got JoJo Sullivan. Flying on down, got a few guys from Belize. We got some guys from Mississippi down here.
Everybody's zeros on their score. I said, thank JoJo Sonic. I thought Matt Jordan was putting points on the board for his team. See if they get the score round.
We've got Lane Hardwood. Gonna be another one from Auburn, Alabama. So we're gonna see him, I believe, here shortly. Also have Stephen Campbell. They're gonna be riding for Red Man Moist Snuff. Okay, I gotta tell you, Rodeo fans, first time I've seen Donnie back there behind the bucket seats, and he just looks like he knows what is going on. He is excited about being down there, so he's gonna be riding Team Making Eight. We're gonna see him coming up here shortly. All right, Rodeo fans, we're gonna slide on down, take another short break while they keep loading these bulls up, getting some flanks on them, getting ready to go. Y'all stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
All right, Rodeo fans, welcome back. Making Eight Outreach live in Fort Charlotte, Florida. Trying to scan on down here and find out who the bull is. James DeSanto. And he's got himself a seat. Bull kind of hopped, skipping around. Took about four jumps out. Back around to the left now. James got himself a seat on that one, bull. 337, Christian Moody with the bull. James DeSantos from Brazil. Bull kind of jumped out about four jumps and back around hard to the left. James made himself a qualified ride. Great job for that cowboy. Riding for Team SFDR. Jason Wade, the team captain, was bust off. We're going to see what James' score is coming up. He's got one more team member, another Buzegan. Trying to look on down.
Eighty-three points
for that cowboy. Gonna be enough to time for first place right now. All right, looks like Kenny Smith's gonna be the next cowboy. He's gonna be captain of Seminole Tribe of Florida. Kenny Smith from LaBelle, Florida is going to be on a bull. They bring a 150 Red Nana. Was looking forward to getting this bull. Pretty excited about it. We'll see what he can do on him right now. All right, bull's out to the right. Oh, hard to the left, and Timmy not able to stay with him. Being no score for Timmy Smith. Going to be team captain for Team Seminole Tribe of Florida.
Got a
Rodeo fans, we do want to remind you, we do have our storefront up. If you're interested, you can stop by, pick up one of the Making Egg t-shirts, as well as one of our DVDs. We also got a hat for sale. We'll get them shipped out in about 3 days or so. It's going to be on making8.com. Stop by our shop page. All right, Rodeo fans, looks like we're getting ready to kick this thing off right now. Looks like they're actually trying to load some more bulls in the bucket, too. Tell you what, they're running through here pretty quick. Well, let y'all know, Scott Contractors tonight going to be Chris Stewart, as well as Jamie Randant. Chris Stewart of Peace River Rodeo, Jamie Randant, and Randant of Lee Buffing Bulls. They've got some of the best down here, and these bulls have had a couple weeks off, so they're feeling pretty good tonight. Got a great little crowd down here for the 4th of July celebrating with us. Rodeo fans. Only had about 15 out there so far. A couple riders from a few of the teams. Right now, looks like Team Bryant Photography and Team SSDR are in the top first place with 83 points. We've got Team Black Wranglers sitting in second or third place against Eli Silva on 241 Master Blaster with 476. Looks like we got Matt Clemens behind the bucking chutes now. Walking up and down talking to some of these bull riders. Kind of figure out where these guys are going down. It looks like some of the bulls have been giving these guys some hard time. They're going to slide on down, try to find one that is ready. Rodeo fans, want to remind you that we got a lot of more events coming up here, so make your way on down. Try to get up with Southern States Bull Riding if you want to check it out. Go check out their website, ssbrnow.com. Find out where there's a rodeo coming up in your area. It would be more than happy to set you up. If you're not sure, get with Making 8 Outreach. Stop by making8.com and check out that as well. Looks like Lane Hartsall is going to be the next cowboy coming up. Team Red Man. captained by Buckshot Morrison from Bellsmere, Florida. Lane Hartzog, haven't seen too much of him down here in Florida here recently. Bull's going to be coming out to the right and calling for the gate. There he goes. Oh, and I mean, he just fucked. Lane's staying with him now. Oh, brought down in the left, trying to stay up. Put it back up, and he's trying to pull a wide rod. Let me tell you, radio fans, that was one of the biggest fucks. That bull almost did a complete flip. I mean, he stuck his nose in the dirt so hard and kicked his legs so far out. That right there is going to be definitely high up in the 80s. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a 90-point ride right there. Great job for Lane Hartzog. That is one tough cowboy right there. Going to be an 86 points for that cowboy. 86 and a half. What they're scoring. Lane Hartzog was on a bull, X3 Prince. And let me tell you, that was one of the hardest bucks coming out that first one. Lane stuck it to him, was able to make that ride when that bull turned back. He had a perfect great job for that cowboy. 86 and a half points, that is going to be the event leader right now. Team Redman. Looks like Edgar Luiz from Brazil is going to be the next cowboy. Going to be on the bull, they're playing 43 tags. Going to see what Edmo Luiz out of Brazil can do on the Bull Bay brand 43 tag. Want to remind you, radio fans, we do have some barrel racing coming up. It's going to be our debut show for the Southern States Barrel Racing. Had our slack performance earlier today, about 40 gals. Looks like they had about 20 back into the show tonight. They will be the ones competing for the money. Payouts are really good for these girls down here, and they are really enjoying it. All right, here comes Edgemir. Oh, around to the left. Oh, pulled him back. Just blew his feet, and I mean, he just took a shot. Bullfighter's trying to get in there, but just not able to do that. Came down over the front end of him, and Bull just kind of looked at him and gave him a little scoot with the horn. He's getting up, walking out of the arena. All right, going to be another score for Edgemir Luiz. Team Wagner struggling just a little bit. He is the only rider left for Team McDonald's House Charity. Let's slide on down to the next bull rider. So far, we don't have any teams just yet that have had two qualified rides. Right now, it looks like Team Redman's going to be in first place with Lane Hartzog with an 86.5 points on X3 Prince. Got a tie for second place with Team Bryant and Team SSBR. Clay McIntyre, Team Bryant Photography. 857 Ditto was the bull, score 83. Team SSBR, James DeSanto from Brazil. 337 Swift and Moody was a bull, also 83 points. Like Stephen Campbell is going to be the next rider up. Another one, Team Red Man. We're going to see what he can do right here. Stephen Lane traveled down together. He's going to be on bull one Risky Business. Now, we saw this bull knock out Brian Corson a couple months ago. We'll see what Steve can do on him right here. Steve does a lot of CDR, PRCA, as well as this SPR event. See him a little bit everywhere, another veteran cowboy. Each one of these captains had a chance to set up for their team and talk with the bull riders. And Buckshot's got himself a pretty good team out there. Wanted to go with the veteran guys from out of state, been out west riding a lot here recently. I think we got a pretty good chance of Team Making Eight, though. We got Brian Corson, Bobby Lapo, and Donnie Newman down there. All right, they're spotting on down. Bucket shoot number seven. Looks like they're getting ready to go right now. Not sure who the cowboy is. All right, there he goes, around to the right. Back around to the left now. Oh, yeah, Steve Campbell making it look easy. Oh, God, just dialed the whistle, trying to horn in on his business there. That was Steve Campbell of Myrtle, Mississippi on Risky Business, not able to get it done. That normally don't happen for that cowboy, but he's able to get up and get out of there all right. I'll tell you what, that bull's making a beeline for his business there. Ready to give him a little shot. Great job for the bullfighters, Cody Robinson and trying to find out some information from these announcers down here. Nick Katusha, one of the cowboys down here. Going to be riding the Team Seminole Tribe, getting on the radio right now, getting on the air down here in Port Charlotte with Matt Clemens. Now, Matt Clemens is actually behind the bucket seat. Got Carl up here in the announcer's booth. We're going back and forth, doing a pretty good job for the crowds tonight. Pretty entertaining. Donnie Newman usually does the announcing down here, but kind of got pulled in by Brian Corson, you know, to the this team challenge. He's looking for some teammates. And I think Donnie kind of bit off more than he could chew. Kind of joking around. Brian told him, oh, shoot, man, if you can't find nobody, I'll ride with you. And Brian took it to heart, said, you're on my team. And Donnie never looked back. He's ready to go. He said he wants to win this deal. We're happy to be sponsoring them down there tonight. Believe Ricky Ringer's going to be the next cowboy. From Davie, Florida. Riding for Team PBBA, Professional Bucking Bull Association, and Richard McKeenan is captain. He's going to be on a bull edge book. They brand Double Up Blackhawk. This little bull will bust. A gonna have his hands full right here, but I'll tell you what, it's 4th of July. I'll tell you what, he's looking to get it on. They don't call it Cowboy Christmas for nothing. Well, he's gonna be coming out to the ride. Now, really, fans, I got to tell you, he got so excited, never had an opportunity to ride in during the Cowboy Christmas scene, which would be the 4th of July. But we're going to do it here tonight. Rodeo fans, you're going to have an opportunity to hear us talk about it on Back on the Ranch show on Tuesday. Kind of break it down for you, talk a little bit about the bull rod. Ricky Rogers for TCBBA with Rooster McKinnon. Make sure if you get a chance, Rodeo Fans, you slide on down at SSBRnow.com. You'll be able to find links to a lot of these different associations like TCBBA. Have a great link. Good little event down there. They're putting on a championship deal this year, among several different associations, kind of combining them together. Looks like that bull's giving Ricky a little bit of a hard time down there. Ricky wanted to make sure he got it. He has everything right. Going to be the first rider to ride out of the team TBBA. Riding with Rooster and Brandon Hendricks in Mayo, Florida. Ricky out of Davie, Florida. Going to be on the bull, Double Lock Blackhawk. Fans getting a little restless down there. They're ready to see Ricky come out now. There he goes. Looks like Gate Man's ready to go. Call for it. Out to the right now. And I mean, jumping hard. Now he's kind of flat spinning. Oh, just spins Ricky right off of him. Brings him around. Oh, Ray Middleton taking a shot there. Great job. I'll tell you what, we got these on video. You're not going to want to miss this video. These bullfighters have done a fantastic job. Ray Middleton stepping in there, taking a shot for Ricky Ringer. Still being low score. But I mean, he did a somersault about 12 feet up in the air. These guys giving it everything they got, man, to the team championship. Going to be the first rider for Team TBEA, bus off. Still have a couple more riders left. Looks like they're sliding on down to bucket shoot number 4 now. And I do stand corrected. He's not Ray Middleton. It's Ray Rivera down here. Ray Rivera was down here a couple months ago, and I mean, he just got worked over. They had a very tough night down here, but Ray's doing a great job for us tonight with Cody Robinson. All right, they're getting ready to go with this next cowboy. He called for the gate now. Little stutter step, and I mean just slam dunks right there. Not me. Not who? Looks like Brandon Hendricks is that next cowboy. Also riding for Rooster McKinnon. Looks like they're going, even on 044 taser, they're going to give him an option for a reroute, I believe. Believe that bull fouled himself to not give his cowboy an opportunity to get set. I believe it's between the stock contractor and the bull rider whether or not he wants a new bull or if he's going to bring that bull back into the bucket too. JoJo Sullivan is going to be the next cowboy. Had an opportunity to talk with him earlier. Hopefully his family is listening up there in Buckhead, Georgia. He's going to be on the Bullway brand Triple T. JoJo knows how to get it done. Been riding since the time I was riding. Here he goes, out to the left. Back around to the right now. JoJo's staying with him. Stutter step. Oh, yeah, back around to the right. JoJo's got himself a seat. Bull kind of running away now. That's going to be an 8-second ride for JoJo. Looks like that's going to be the first cowboy, the only cowboy that's seen Humpson Horns to make a qualified ride. Waiting on these scores to get tallied up. 74 points. 74 points for that cowboy. Bull just kind of jumped out of it there for a while. Joe was able to stay with him. And as soon as that bull started to jump out, just kind of got worn down and JoJo sat on and made a ride like he should. Melbo Quintero is going to be the next cowboy from Moorhaven, Florida. Oh, there he goes, around hard to the left, back around to the right. Melbo not able to stay with him. Oh, bullfighter Ray Rivera taking a shot. That bull just camping out on top of him. He's doing all right, though. Let me tell you, I saw about four or five bull riders as soon as Ray went down. That bull was kind of camped out on just the fence, ready to go give him a hand, but bull kind of stepped off. It'd be a no score for Melmo, but I'll tell you what, Ray took a shot for him and has a great job. Ah, Rodeo Fan looks like they're getting ready to load some more bulls up in the bucking chute. Fans are getting into it down there. Looks like he's. Well, they could be a Brandon Hendrick, a re-rod. He's going to be the next cowboy up. In Mayo, Florida. Not sure if they're going to be loading Taser back up for him or if he's going to have a new bull.
I'm This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Makin8.com.
All right, radio fans, looks like we're getting ready to slide on down here to Brandon Hendricks. Could be on the Boulay brand deuces. Coming out of bucket seat number two. Tell you what, these Cowboys believe in their team members and they're working with each other. You see a lot of these guys pulling each other's ropes. But they do that on any other rodeo day. Nothing new for these guys. All right, there he goes, around to the left now. Oh, just lost his footing. Being no score for Brandon. That bull just had a lot of power, dropped down real low. I mean, pulled his feet right up, not able to hang on. Going to be a no score for Brandon on his re-ride bull. Still got one more ride going. This is for Team TBBA. The rodeo fans sliding on down to the next cowboy. There he goes. Pulls out to the left now. Back around to the right and see Mark Pinero. Oh, right in front of him. Ray Rivera just jumping out there. I'll tell you what. That was one good shot for Ray Rivera. I mean, Mark kind of jumped off there, got pulled down in front of him, right in front of him. Bad spot to be. And I mean, Ray jumped over him as Mark was getting up. And, I mean, just pulled that bull's head right around to him. Great job for that cowboy. Mark Pinero from Oak Hill, Florida. Got a bull, 481 boats on it. I'm getting some ropes on these bulls right now. Tell you what, we don't give these bullfighters enough credit for the job they did. Great job for both these cowboys tonight. They love standing in there kind of like the Cowboys' guardian angels. They do know what they're doing. Cody Robinson, one of the young bucks. I had an opportunity to see him move up, but he comes from a long line of Cowboys. Knows how to get the job done. Jack Smith's going to be the next cowboy. Team Bryant Photography. Jack Smith from Jacksonville, Florida is going to be on 498 Bow Boy. fellow from riding for Team Brian Photography. He's going to be the third bull rider for them. I believe Chad Smith and Jake McIntyre are going to be doing a concert after the show. Now, they're not doing bull riders. It's kind of like you got the Justin McBride down here, Chris Ledoux. You know, they sing about rodeos and they get their way here. Driving for Team Brian Photography. Going to be on a bull they call 498 Bow Boy. Bull's going to be coming out of Bodacious. Had a chance to see him down here last month. Ball for the gate. Bull's out to the left. Oh, kind of stutter step now. Back around. Oh, not able to stay with him. No score for Chad Smith. He kind of does that stutter step like Bodacious does. Just not as dramatic. Fortunately for that cowboy. Alright, now. Team Brian Photography done for the evening with a score of 83. Team Hudson Horns also done with a score of 74 for the evening. We got a lot more teams left here, rodeo fans. Looks like Team Redman right now with a score of 86.5. The Lane Hartzell, your rider on X3 Flex, going to be the lead. We have yet to see Team Macon 8 come down here and get the job done, though. I believe all three of these cowboys are just going to feed off each other. This is one of the best opportunities, I believe, as the tides come down. I mean, these cowboys really do feed off each other. I think when they start off, these cowboys are going to light it up. Team Macon 8. The only one with a chance to get all three rods. I stand correct. Team Black Wranglers, Eli Silva, score 76, the only team rider to ride for them. And he does have a score.
Get him sitting away from their breath, get a kick on that prom team. I can hear it over there, and they can hear it here, and I just feel he's starting to just pop out there. And like,
yeah, because they're not doing anything.
Yeah,
all right, rodeo fans.
They're kind of sucking.
As we talk about Team Black Wranglers, I believe the Cowboys going to be the next Cowboys going to be coming out riding for Team Black Wranglers. Find out who the Cowboy is. Oh, I stand corrected. Nick Catruzzi is going to be the Cowboy. Out to the left now. Oh, just not able to make that corner on that bull. Nick Catruzzi, no score. I'll tell you what, these bulls have had a couple of weeks off. And, I mean, they are getting it. Nick Cusa from Auburndale, Florida, was on a Bull Day Brand Problem Child. Ride for Team Seminole Tribe of Florida. It's going to be a no score for Nick Cusa. Team captain for that team is Timmy Smith from the Bell. He bucked off earlier this evening. Appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. Glad we're able to bring this action to you live. We are unedited. Trying to fill in the gaps here. Really hoping we could have gotten this this link set up, but we're going to work on it. Hopefully have it out there to you when we get down in Mica City next Saturday with the Southern States Bull Ride. Want to apologize. We were hoping to get out to Brandon, Florida with the Remington Rough Stock Company, but not able to do that. They ended up having to cancel the rodeo last night. But we did set off down there in Arcadia, Florida today. And let me tell you, rodeo fans, we had a good one. A lot of bull rods, sponsored by Renegade Rodeo Company. Long round leader with PJ Carter, with a score of 83, followed by Buckshot Morrison in the long round with a score of 80. Then we had Jake McIntyre on a re-ride bull, scored a 78. We had Brian Corson, scored 77 on double lock. Finishing a tie with James DeSantos, who scored 77 also. Then we ended up having another tie. And let me tell you, earlier today, this was a tie between Wagner Luciano and Rooster McKinney. Scored 75 in the long round. We're going to bring up the short go round action, but speaking of Wagner Luciano, he is up next. Rides for Team McDonald's House Charities. There he goes, around to the right now. Wagner staying with him, just kind of off to the right. Looks back up now. Full sprint around to the left. Wagner with him. He's got himself a qualified rod. Only rider for Team McDonald House Charity. He's on the pull. They bring 57 Red Pepper. See what that score is coming in. But he will be the only cowboy for that team to make a qualified rod. Great job for that cowboy. Ended up winning our event down in Arcadia, Florida. Scored a 157. Stand corrected, rodeo fan. 161 was that was his score. Rooster McKeeman finishing second place with a score of 159 total. Riding on down, Jake McIntyre finishing third. James Santos fourth. BJ Carter finishing fifth, Buckshot in sixth, and Brian Corson in seventh. That was the top seven bull riders down there in Arcadia. Great little event down there. We really enjoyed it. Not sure what that score was for Wagner. We'll have to find out. Jake McIntyre is going to be the next cowboy from Gulfal Springs. Jake's wife riding in the barrel racing. Jake finishing third down in Arcadia earlier today. Looking to see what his team can do right here. He's the team captain for Team Lone Star Silversmith. Company that does the belt buckle for the Southern States Bull Riding. Mark Pinero was one of his riders, bust off earlier tonight. Booker Fred Moore from Bartow, Florida, going to be one of the other cowboys. Still up to ride. We have one rod per team. We have no. All right, there goes Jake around to the left now. Oh, not able to make it there. It'll be a no score for Jake McIntyre. Just got kind of stretched out on his arm right there. They're loading up these bulls, running them through these chutes down here. Team captain for Lone Star Silversmith, Jack McIntyre, from Gulfal Springs. He did finish third down in Arcadia, though, so he was able to take home some money. He's not all disappointed on this cowboy Christmas. 4th of July. I want to remind you, we appreciate what our troops are doing for us overseas, knowing they're defending our freedom, and appreciate all our veterans down there that have done the same thing, gone before us, giving us the opportunity to be down here and enjoy this wonderful rodeo in Port Charlotte, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding. Rodeo fans, we're going to slide down. Looks like they're trying to get some flanks on some more bulls now. Still trying to load them up in the chutes. We're going to take a short break, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned. Refill your water bottles. Get back to your seats. Tune in to MakingAid.com. We'll be right back.
When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. How's a little bit of dirt gonna wash off the rain?
If it's a horse, right. Four letter word.
Rodeo fans, welcome back to Making Out Reef back on the Rotten Show. Just how Rooster McCann tried to get it done. He was on 406 Freak Show, not able to make that whistle. Rooster bucked off early from Lake Wales, Florida, was on 406 Freak Show. That's going to do it for that team. No riders able to bring home a score for the team TBBA. Team Humps and Horns going to be coming in with a score of 74 for the night. Team Bryant Photography is going to be coming in with a score of 83. And Team McDonald House Charity is going to be coming in with a score. We're not sure what it was from Wagner Luciano, the only rider to make the qualified ride for Team McDonald House Charity. Looks like they're sliding on down, trying to figure out who's the next school. Not real sure who the next cowboy is, but he's getting down on his rope right now. Looks like we got Team Nathan 8 starting to gear up. Got Bobby Lasso down there at the buck and shoot, getting taped up. His bull is in the shoot now. Not able to talk Brian Corson down there behind the bucket. He's not really sure where he is. And Eric, see, it looks like Bobby Lasso is sliding down on his bull. Team Making Eight's first cowboy going to be on a bull they brand, 04 Aspirat. Rodeo fans, we have seen this bull in the short round. We have seen this bull buck. And let me tell you, he will get it. It's usually not the problem with staying on that bull. It's what happens when you get off. I mean, that bull will come after you. He is a hooking little son of a gun. Bobby Lasso, when he found out from Sellsmere, Florida, when he found out he had this bull, he actually said he's been waiting on him. He's been looking forward to it. We're going to see what he can do right now. Rodeo fans, if you think that I'm biased because it's Team Making Eight, well, you're right. I am. These guys have been working hard for us. We appreciate what they've done for us. We're going to turn around and repay the favor tonight. Get them in this show. Get them representing Team Making Eight. These guys have done a great job. We're pulling for all three of them down here. All right. Bobby Ginn and Dunn Bull is going to be coming out to the left. Cody had a chance to play with after that just a little bit down in Lakeland, Florida. He said he really liked it, but he is one little hooking son of a gun. Bobby able to make a qualified ride earlier in Arcadia. Feeling pretty good about himself, not able to get back to the short go. I believe he finished around eighth place. Got team making a down here wearing the red, white, and blue. These guys are representing our country, and they are representing the rodeos, representing team making eight. We are proud to have them with us. Looks like he's not happy with what's going on. Going to take himself a rewrap. We're going to be cheering this cowboy on right here, rodeo fans. Brian Corson, the team captain for Team Making Eight. I think he's got one of the toughest three bulls, or actually, I think that he's got the three toughest bulls in the arena here tonight. He's got 04 Acid Rap, 310 Summertime Blues, and 292 Rockstar. Brian's going to take Summertime Blues as he's been looking for him. See that bull in the short go a lot. Ridden down in Miami City, I believe, last month with BJ Carter. All right, Bobby's back on his rope now. There he goes, around to the left, I mean hard. Oh, yeah, sits up. Oh, not able to do it. Stepped off just a little bit early. Going to be a nose four for Bobby Lathrow. I'll tell you, he was fast, flat spinning, and I mean hard. And Bobby pulled himself back on, was able to stay with him just a little bit. And that bull turned it on the second time. Looked like he kicked up his second gear. Probably not able to stay with him, kind of pulled back early. No score for Bobby Lathrow, but we still got two team making eight riders left. And let me tell you, these cowboys are ready to get it on. Bobby a little disappointed down there. Oh, and they are sliding down here, rodeo fans. I see the man in blue, Donnie Newman, with the team making eight here. Oh, looks like we're going down to another cowboy first. Oh. Not sure who this cowboy is, but he's got it. Bulls around to the right now. Oh, yeah, going to be a qualified ride for that cowboy. Abner Dantas, another Brazilian cowboy, right to Team SSBR. He's going to be the first Team SSBR to have two qualified scores. James DeSanto from Brazil as well. On Swift and Moody, that's going to do it for the team. But they've got two scores waiting on those judges now to see what that score is. It'll be the first team of the evening to have two qualified rides. Yeah, that is going to be your event leader right now, Team SSBR. Looks like 168 is going to be the total score for them. All right, rodeo fans, not sure who this next cowboy is down here, but we're going to slide on down and see who we got. Kevin Campbell's going to be the next cowboy. From Ocala, Florida, he's going to be on the bull. They bring a 401 misfit. There, he's got a rank little bull right here. So, there he goes, out to the left. I mean, he bucked hard. Not able to stay with him, Kevin. That bull, I mean, he jumped out of there and he dropped. Hard kick for that bull. Kevin not able to stay up on it. On his rope there, got pulled around when that bull cut around the right, just threw him right off. There's no score for Kevin. Riding for Team Black Wranglers, Eli Silver on Master Blaster came in with a score of 76, but they still have Hunter Carter.
Here we go with Hunter Carter.
All right, go to your fans. Here comes Hunter Carter. He'll be the last cowboy for Team Black Rangers. The Wrangler's going to see what he can do right now from St. Cloud, Florida. He'll be on a Bull Ray Brand 350. Looks like we're sliding on that rooted fence. There he goes, around to the left. Oh, just pulled right off of his rope there. Blew his feet, not able to make that corner there with him. Brought down. No score for Hunter Carter. Got about three bull riders left here, rodeo fans, let me tell you. And we're geared up. Two of them are team making eight bull riders. We'll see what these cowboys can do right here. Looks like Justin Walker is going to be the other cowboy. Actually, I think like we have five left. Looks like we got Buckshot Morrison, Team Red Man left to right. Sliding on down, we also have Bubba Craigmore, Bartow, Florida, from Team Lone Star Silversmith. Justin Walker from Team Seminole Trot, and then Team Macon A Rodeo fans. And they are sliding down. Here we are, rodeo fans. We've been talking about it for a long time. Donnie Newman from Team Macon A is going to be on a bull they call Rockstar. Hasn't ridden since Miami City. It's been a few years before that. We're going to see what he can do right here. Ooh, he's got the bull kind of hopping around on him in there. Donnie, a veteran cowboy, knows how to get it done. Spent a long time on the bulls as well as getting out there doing some bullfighting. Trying to get that bull to stand up down there. Looks like he's squatting just a little bit. He says he's coming for a buckle, rodeo fans. Well, here he goes. Around to the left now. Oh, not able to stay with him. Just got pulled around to the right. Oh, going to be a no score for Donnie Newman. All right, rodeo fans, got one more team rider left. The team making eight. Donnie, great job. He's going to be jumping out there, getting back in the announcement here shortly, but we appreciate him riding for team making eight.
I think Donnie's going to retire. Take your hat to the crowd. Retire. Come back behind.
Donnie, looks like Carl's trying to get him trying to get Donnie to hang it up. He says, no. He's shaking his head. He said, I ain't quite done yet. He's loving it. Really depends. We're having a great time down here in Port Charlotte, Florida with the 7th State Bull Ride, and we're getting it on with the Team Challenge. Bumping my red man. Donnie jumping up in the announcing stand. Kicking Carl off the microphone. Looks like Justin Walker is going to be the next cowboy. Justin Walker from Team Seminole Tribe from LaBelle, Florida. We'll see what he can do on this bull right here. Well, we put our money on Justin here the last couple of weeks, and he's kind of let us down, so we're going to hold off on that. All right, here goes Justin out to the right now. Bull kind of stops, stutter steps now. Justin staying with him. Oh, I mean, that bull just rearing off, spins him around. Then he kind of lays down. Not sure if that's going to be a re-ride for Justin, but that bull just did not have it right there. I'll tell you what, though. It looked interesting enough. There's no doubt about it. All right, rodeo fans, here we go. Last team making eight riders tonight. Your team captain, Brian Corson from Auburndale, Florida. He's going to be on a Bull A brand 310 Summertime Blues. This bull is ranked. Brian rode his bull in the long round down in Arcadia with bucked off short. Bull kind of hits himself, wasn't able to get a re-ride down there in Arcadia. A little upset about it. He's looking to represent Team Making Eight as the only bull rider to make qualified ride. We're going to see what he can do. They all donated money to the Ronald McDonald House. This is a charity event for them. Put on by the Southern States Bull Riding. Brian getting ready to go right now. Believe they're going to have a barn dance, maybe some firework action going on down here. Look forward to that after the event. But before they do, rodeo fans, we got a lot of the Southern States Barrel Racing. Here comes Brian now. Out hard to the right. Back around to the left. Brian staying with him now. Spinning to the right. Oh, he's got himself a seat. Losing his head. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a qualified round. Great job for Brian Corson on Summertime Blues. That's the team making eight right there. Brian said, you know what? He'd carry the team if he had to. Brian, ready to get it done right there. .83 and a half points. That's going to put that team sitting in third place right now. Why not now? We got a few more riders left here, rodeo fans. Bubba Predmore is going to be the next cowboy for Team Lone Star Silversmith. Only bull rider in that Lone Star Silversmith to have an opportunity to ride. The other two cowboys are bucked off early, Mark Panero and Jack McIntyre. We're going to see if Bubba Predmore can do it right here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get that party rocking. I'd like to thank Jacob for playing Michael Jackson's tribute song. A little Miss Tiny Pop. King of
All right, Bubba's getting ready to go right now. Lone Star Silversmith is the sponsor, 331 Babysitter's the Bull. Bubba from Bartow, Florida. All right, there he goes. Bull's out to the right now. Oh, just slam dunk. He's able to get up and get out all right, though. There'll be a no score for Bubba Craigmore. That's going to send Team Lone Star Silversmith home empty-handed. No qualified rides for this. Got one more rider left, Rodeo fans. It'll be an exciting matchup. Team Redman right now comes in with a score of 86.5. Lane Harkon from Auburn, Alabama. Team captain for Team Redman is going to be Buckshot Morrison from Fellsmere, Florida. Going to be the next cowboy. Going to be on a bull they call Motley Crue. I'm going to see what Buckshot can do right here. Buckshot finished out in Arcadia with a score of 80 points. Earlier today, going to see what he can do right here. Oh, we got, there he goes, out to the left now. Back around to the right. Buckshot spurred him a little bit. Now he's kind of loose back around to the left. Oh, he brought down right out the whistle. We're going to see what the deal is on that one there, but didn't look like Motley Crue had it. It was just sort of flat spinning around to the left, back around to the right. Real, real slow. Looked like Buckshot was trying to get him a little bit of spur, and that bull cut back the other way, and Buckshot brought down just a little bit early. They do still have one bull loaded up in the chute here, Rodeo fans. We're going to see if we can't slide on down and have an opportunity to jump on it here. All right, Rodeo fans, we got some Southern States barrel racing coming up here momentarily, Rodeo fans. When we do, we're going to slide on over, take a quick break. Y'all stay tuned, Rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
bolt-hooking son of a gun. Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind, shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
Sailing through the sky. could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spent a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pack of wolf's pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
Rodeo fans, looks like we're getting ready to start barrels. And I get up here, we're going to do some videoing and talking and let us know what's going on here at the same time.
All right, our first runner is Heather Clemens. Sue Parker, you're on deck.
Heather Clemens is the first rider.
Here we go.
It's a clean first turn. Oh, knocked down the second barrel. Makes the third barrel clean, and she's running a home. Our second rider is Sue Parker. Gotta get that barrel stood up so Sue can make her run. I got Gina Adams on deck.
She'll probably stay out there. Don't run through her though, Robert.
All right. All right, Sue Parker, you're up. Gina Adams, you're all set. Sue Parker.
Sue Parker.
Let's hear for these ladies. Girls are pulling out there to travel. Let's pray for these girls. Let's get some fast four things going on right here.
First, giving her a little bit of trouble. The horse get a little jumpy about running through the front here.
Sue Parker, last call. Sue Parker.
Sue Parker's horse doesn't want to come in. Here he comes.
All right, here we
go. Beautiful turn around the first barrel. Coming up to the second one. Great corner around that one. Going down to the last barrel. Great, great run. Good run, Sue Parker. 14-3-6-9 for Sue Parker. Took her a minute to get her horse to get out here, but what she did, she made a beautiful ride. All right, we got Gina Adams up next, and Heather Summerall on deck. All right, coming up the first barrel. Clean. Bumps the second barrel, but it keeps standing. Makes it around the third barrel, and here she comes home.
14-7-8-7
for that cowgirl. 14-7-8-7. Heather Summerall. We got Caitlin Quintero. Let's get her hat out of the arena.
All right, Heather Summerall, you're up.
All right, Heather Summerall.
Watch what you're doing.
Heather Summerall.
Heather!
Oh, she almost comes off her horse. Nice clean ride around that first barrel, though. Around the second barrel. Going for the third one. was kind of fast at the third barrel, but not to bring it home. 18.46 for that girl. Caitlin Quintero is up next. All right, where we got? Bumps the first barrel, but makes a clean round. Nice turn around the second barrel. Oh, she knocks down the third barrel. All right. We got Jessica Rogowski up coming up next, but we got to stand barrel up back to the arena.
All right,
then
we're down to Nicole Brown, you're on deck.
Jessica Rogowski up now, and Nicole Brown on deck. Let's see where our girl is. There we go. Come. Clean around the first barrel. She's coming up to the second barrel. Oh, knocks down the second barrel. Bring it home. He knocked down the second barrel. Good run. 14.165. Put five to that second barrel to knock down. Nicole Brown.
I knew the second barrel.
There she comes. Turn around barrel number one horse, almost fell over. Got him up. Nice tight corner on barrel. Bring it home. Great ride. 13.974.
All right.
All right, we got our next girl. She just went through her first barrel. Second barrel clean. Another third barrel. She's standing. Bring it home. Great ride. That was Lacey Brockstein. All right, we got Dina Brent coming up next. Macy Brown on deck.
All the way. Hurry.
Oh, bumps the first barrel, but it keeps standing. Oh, knocks down the second barrel. And knocks down the third barrel. Tough ride for that girl. All right, our last barrel racer is moving down. So Macy's got to wait for them to stand up the two barrels and wait for them to get out of the arena.
All
right, Macy Brown, here she comes. Last barrel is. All right. Make a great, good ride, Lee. Oh, knocks down the second barrel. All right, that's it for our barrel races. All right. Barrel races did a great job tonight. I'm going to bring you back to the music, and we'll bring you back to the short show.
my mind. When they open up the gate, the sucker will explode. But I can win it all if I can just get him rolled. Turn him out, boys, and get back out of the way. He thinks he's gonna talk me, but he'll never live to see the day. If he's a widow-making devil with hell in his horn. But I've been around her since the day I was born. I'm a genuine full-time bone-crunching, gut-punching bull riding son of a gun.
We were heading to town. She had her sleeves rolled up and the windows rolled down. Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Robert Earl was singing out the bucking song. With every word the king was bringing, she was singing along. That girl is a cowboy. And sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's a
need a friend. Well, she's the guy I call. Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys at all. Took her out to shore, had a rope and ride. Can't believe that it was me that wound up broken tie. Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. So that night, well, I decided we should paint the town. I made it home, although I really don't remember how. That girl is a cowboy. And sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall. When I meet a friend, well, she's the guy I call. Cowboy's gone. Man, she's something when she's one of the boys, but something else anytime she's not. Sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up on the short go. Not sure where Scott is to do this part for you, but I'll fill you in until he gets here. We got, not sure which bull rider's coming up. We got the short. Team SSBR rider. Oh, here's Scott, and I'll let him take over.
All right, rodeo fans, welcome back. Making Eight Outreach, live tailgate party from Port Charlotte, Florida. We're about ready to get it on. Finish it out down here in the short go. Had some great barrel racing action. Hopefully y'all enjoyed Kelly bringing the action live to you. Well, we're going to slide on down. We're actually back behind the bus, and she's getting our rope on a bull. That's right. You heard it. You got myself down here. Can't get enough. We're going to get down here and jump on a bull here in just a little bit, see what he's made of. We're going to have some fun with it on this Cowboy Christmas, 4th of July, down here in Port Charlotte. We are wore out, rodeo fans. We just jumped from one side of the arena to the other. Put our rope down there, got it all tied on. We ready to go down there, got all the equipment. And we do have Team Making Eight, Brian Corson, back in the short go round. We're going to see him here momentarily. He's going to be on a bull that's on Wild Bill. He had him down there in Mica City, actually took the tooth on him. So Brian said he's looking to get something back off of him. Hi, rodeo fans. Weldon Silva is going to be the bull rider. Got Kelly down there doing the DVDs. All right, rodeo fans. Looks like Welton's having a little bit of problems. He's going to take a rewrap right now. Not real sure who the bull is. Rodeo fans, we are going to break down. We're going to turn this over to Kelly. She's going to do the announcing for you. We're going to bring the action live to you. That's right. You're going to hear Team Make an 8 owner, myself, getting down there in the arena on these bulls. Rodeo fans, we're going to slide down. We're actually going to get chapped up right now. Going to throw some chaps on. We're going to make it real for the crowd. It's been a long time since we've had to throw these chaps on. Kind of enjoying it now. This is what the rodeos are all about, rodeo fans. All right, Welton Silver's going to be a cowboy. All right, looks like they're sliding on down to Brian Corson right now. Here he goes. Bulls out to the left now, back around to the right. Oh, kind of stutter steps. Brian staying with him now, back around to the left, stutter stepping. Oh, yeah, Brian got that bull. He got himself a seat. There you go. That's right, rodeo fans. Team Making Eight Rider, Brian Corson, making it happen down there. Great job for that cowboy. Great job for Brian. Brian came in, the only Team Making Eight Rider to make a qualified ride tonight. Came in with 83.5. We're waiting on the judges' scores right now. I believe that's going to set him in second place right now. Oh, that's going to put him in second place right now by a half a point.
Unofficially in second place.
Donnie doing the announcement down there, a little upset. He was one of the Team Making Eight Bull Riders tonight. We trying to get stretched out, rodeo fans. It has been a while. We're talking like March of this year. We got on one. Ducked a little cool the next day. We're going to try to loosen it up a little bit, get it ready to go. See if we can't dig a little fur in this bull down there. One of Chris Stewart's bulls. Edmar Silver's going to be the next cowboy.
Mom, just sit there.
All right,
And I stand corrected. This is Team SSBR. It's Admiral Dantos from Brazil. They already come in with two qualified rides. They are the event leader right now by 1.5 points. If he gets bucked off, he will still remain in first. We're still waiting on Ed Mayer there. He's having a little bit of difficulty down in the bucket chute. Got our funny man Wally out there tonight doing some cartwheels in the arena. I believe they're going to give that cowboy a re-ride, give him another bull. The bull just not cooperating with him down there, not giving him the best shot. They do come in with a score of 168. Team Making 8 comes in with a score of 167.5, 1.5 point behind. Rodeo Fest, second place does not cut it down here. These guys are riding for first. They've got belt buckles on the line. They've got quite a few riders left here, Rodeo fans. Who they're going to now, but looks like this cowboy is getting ready. There he goes. Team Red Man, Buckshot Morrison. Oh, I think the red is Stephen Campbell. Came in with a score of 86.5. Gonna see what those scores are right now. Waiting on them scores there. Now she's trying to factor it in, but I do believe it's going to be close to a new leader. 85.5 for that team, Team Redman. .170 is going to do it. That's going to put them in first place. Going to bump Team SSBR back to second, and Team Making 8 back to third. All right, Edmar Silver is going to be the cowboy, Brazilian, from Team SSBR. Still having some trouble down there. Rodeo fans, we are trying to get stretched out, ready to go. Making Aid owner, that's right, myself, getting down, getting dirty with the rusted team Making Aid down here tonight, Port Charlotte, Florida. You know, this could decide whether or not we come back and ride more bulls. But there's one thing for sure, that this is fun, rodeo fans. We are loving it. Looks like they are still giving that cowboy a hard time down there. Rodeo fans, looks like they're going down to another exhibition rider here tonight. Rooster getting on a bull that they're not real sure what's going to happen. They just want to see this bull buck out, see how he's going to do, see if he's good enough to put in the show. They're still waiting on Admiral Louis to take over. Try to get down there on his re-ride bull. Looks like the bull laid down on Rooster down there, trying to get him to stand up.
On the way, Riley.
All right, rodeo fans, there he goes, taking, laying down, bull. Up now, back around to the right. Rooster staying with him. Oh, bull kind of stumbles, brings him down into the well. Just able to get up and get out of the way, all right. All right, rodeo fans, we're going to kick this thing over to Kelly, our co-host. She's going to bring you the action while she's doing the video for you. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. As soon as we get done, we're going to slide on down here. We're going to close this rodeo out, let you know who's doing what. So y'all stay tuned.
Truck's gonna make this way down behind the road. The juice, but I'm gonna let's know what's going on here.
Too hot to trot is the bull.
We got one more team member getting ready to ride. Red the bull, too hot to trot. Not sure who the bull rider is. I missed the name.
They need to ride this bull to win this event. You can cut the chicken with a knife, folks. These guys, these Brazilians, they are serious business.
It's been a fun event. I like this team matchup. That was a lot of fun. Oh, we got baseball football.
That's
the best player with
us. We're out here at the bar. Let's keep them up for you now, boy. Let's get this party started.
Woo! Great show. All right, let's get this bull rider out here on his bull so we can watch the fireworks. Good. at a minor league baseball field across the street here, and they're putting on a fireworks display for the 4th of July after their game. I guess they're going to the game up, so they're going to be alright, looks like he's getting on his bull. They moved his bull up to another two. Still not sure the bull rider's name. Bull rider's name is Brazilian. I don't know what to watch. Bull rider or the fireworks? Alright, looks like he's... Alright, he's getting ready to slide up on his rope. We just got away from the nod his head. Just a couple belly rolls and around to the right. Oh, he's going down. Oh, off the back of the bull. Get up. He's rolled over by the bull, but he's okay. He's getting up, walking away. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks for coming out.
All right.
We do have one more bull rider, so if you want to see the action, stay seated.
All right, we got one more bull riding, which is team making eight. Scott Music. Sure where he's going down. So let's say he's going down to the other end.
The party is going to get started. Then around. Good times, good friends, good people. All the bull riders being there.
I
all the grass here, bull rider, ladies and gentlemen. Photography over there, Teresa Bryant.
Fans are leaving.
Pictures of the bull rider.
Life in the
fire. Bull rider, judges, announcers, fans in the stands.
It has been a great 4th of July for us today. I hope you guys had just as good a 4th of July. It was a lot of fun today. We went to Arcadia. Had a lot of fun there. Got a lot of sun today, I did. I got quite a sunburn on my face, but it's all part of the tour, of course. They had a nice covered arena for all the seats, but I had to go out to the other side so I can video. So it was worth the sacrifice. Had some great bull riding down there.
Now
we're waiting on Scott. Looks like he's getting down on chute number 7. Now way down the other end. So. He's got our son Austin down there to help him and support him, folks him on. And fireworks still going off. They're beautiful. The hell else you get? You still love fireworks.
We got one extra bowl for any one of you bull riders. Need a little bit of practice.
Apologize there, rodeo fan. Oh, all right, here comes, he's climbing over the gate now, getting ready to get on his bull. Getting down on his bull. Waiting for him to take his rep. He's got Brian Torsen over there pulling his rep. We're sorry. Brian gives him a lot of, picks on him a lot, but he's riding, so he's determined to show Brian he still knows how to ride. Let's see if he can do it. It's going to be hard. He hasn't ridden in a long time, but I think he's got it in him. All right, he's getting up on his rope. Waiting for him to nod his head. All right, he's nodding his head, and here he comes.
Here
you
go.
Oh, get up.
He
got back on his pockets and just kind of fell off the side of the bull there. Well,
One more rider, Mr. Campbell.
That's too bad. I can't say much. He hasn't ridden in a long time, so. When you haven't ridden in years, what else can you do? So, well, we're proud of our teammate and eight Scott Music for even getting out there on the bowl. He looks awfully disappointed in himself, though.
No.
All right, radio fans, I'm going to try to work my way back over to the computer and put some music on for you. Give Scott a chance to get out of his gear and come back over here and tell you what the listings are and who won. And everything. So let me see if I can find a song for you.
$1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in, said make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my
no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, front of the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. Then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're sounding like a superstar, baby.
Be down in Mica City for our tailgate party. So rodeo fans, y'all get a grip, get explosive. We'll see you next time.